sometimes.
Did they have a core in them?
I don't think that the lead balls ever have the cores like these, like the pellets do.
How about the fluid in there? What would happen to that? Would that dry out?
In the
boil?
No, that would finally, it would open up.
Oh.
It would open and it would just, the pus and stuff would come out.
Oh.
And
I remember my dad had one of those at the back of his neck.
Carbuncles, they call those things.
Yeah.
Now they had a core in. They went plumb down there and they were awful. Well, we had them. I had one I went to bed with. I had right in the crotch. And boy, listen, it did put me to bed there for a few days on that. I don't know. Our youngsters don't get them, whether it was the diet. We took salt and molasses in the spring. That was supposed to clear your blood. And then they had a sassafras tea that was supposed to do something. I don't know what it does. But it was, it's a tonic, type of tonic that they
did. I've had it a couple of times, but every time I take it, I've had to be close.
and what the world did they call this old laxative? Sometimes they had Indian head on the box. Type of herb. I can't remember the name. That was the time.
Fletcher's Castoria?
No, that was long before Fletcher's Castoria. It was a bunch of small, it was small bills, 100 of them in a box, and it had an Indian head on there, and it was some type of...
That's not Carter's Little River
pill. No, it was before Carter's ever had.
Oh, those things are deadly, huh?
This was some type of herb. It was, maybe it was an Indian concoction. I don't know, but it had Indian head on the box. And that's the type of laxative that we use more than anything else. Of course, my dad was an old Epsom salts man. That's the only thing that he could ever use. And the rest of us, I had a brother and a sister. They both passed away already. They were constipated, I think, from childhood on. And I think perhaps it might have had a bearing on shortening their lives. I don't know whether it did or not, but then they always had to take something like that. Of course, the diet that the people used to have, it was bread. And a lot of this bread that I ate as a boy, we wouldn't eat today.
Was that homemade?
It was always homemade.
What kind was it?
It was just pumpernickel is what it was. We called sorry bread pumpernickel. And
you got a brand?
No, it was made out of wheat flour and all that, but you had your dry yeast and you had to set that yeast the night before, and if the weather was cold it wouldn't rise and it wouldn't. It was just sorry bread. And
was it white?
Yeah, it was white bread. But I think it was all in the temperature and the rising and the yeast and all. It didn't,
just plugged them up, huh?
Well, that was a big part of our diet. We didn't have, and our meats, well, you know what, this time of the year, the kind of meats we had, we never had fresh vegetables out of vegetable season.
Not much meat in the summer.
We always had plenty of meat, but it was always the salt cured meat.
Uh-huh.
And of course the canned meat too, if you butchered beef and if it lasted all that far, well, I had meat.
It's 20 minutes to 5. Would you like to have me stop now?
Well, you just want to go a little longer if you're going to have to know some more, because it goes until 5 o'clock, you know.
Right.